With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth saluted a gathering of U.S. Marines at Camp Pendleton in California Saturday afternoon. As part of the U.S. Marine Corps' 250th anniversary celebration, the Vice President is the first Marine to ever hold the office and credited his formative Marine experience for influencing his current official responsibilities.
Our motto, Marines, is Semper Fidelis, which means in Latin, always faithful. Though the shape of the battlefield will change, our nation will be just fine, so long as fellow Marines just like you remain faithful to that great Marine Corps legacy. My fellow Marines, you have the watch now.
Two survivors from last week's U.S. strike drug enforcement attack on the Caribbean are being turned over to their home countries.
That's according to a social media post by President Trump, who on Friday said two people on board that vessel were killed during the attack.
That was a drug-carrying submarine built specifically for the transportation of massive amounts of drugs. Just so you understand, this was not an innocent group of people.
The reparation of the two survivors avoids questions for the Trump administration about what their legal status would have been in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
A Cameroonian flagged ship has caught fire in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen. At least one mariner was missing Saturday, another still likely aboard the burning tanker after the rest of the crew abandoned the vessel. British and European Union officials offering differing opinions about what sparked the blaze aboard the Falcon, with the British suggesting a projectile hit it, while the EU says it appeared to be an accident. Israel says Hamas has handed over two coffins of deceased hostages from Gaza. The handover took place late Saturday local time. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially those in Africa. The ministry says in many places, in many cases, people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they're slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who grew up Christian but continue to visit witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction. This is SRN News. Defense leaders from Pakistan and Afghanistan try to defuse a deadly crisis and trade accusations of terrorism amid cross-border fighting. Jennifer King has more.
Delegations from Afghanistan and Pakistan met in Doha for talks to address cross-border violence as regional powers call for calm. Each country blames the other for fighting over the past week that has killed dozens. Pakistan resumed airstrikes Friday after a 48-hour ceasefire ended, claiming to be targeting militants. But Afghan officials say at least 10 civilians were killed, among them three local cricket players. In response to the attacks, the Afghanistan Cricket Board says they're withdrawing the national team from next month's series in Pakistan. I'm Jennifer King.
Jack Cittirelli has been endorsed by President Trump in next month's New Jersey governor's election and is a strong supporter of the president and his agenda, but the former business owner and state legislator is also diverging the president on key issues of immigration. Cittirelli says he'd back a pathway to recognition for some people who are living in New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com.